back, listeners, to Season 2, Episode 15 of Charlie Chimbley's Scallywag Show Tunes. Yes, listeners, I'm flying solo this week. Arthur's only gone off to live the high life while I sit at this desk earning half of the nothing we don't even earn. Me old China, me own brother, abandoning me while he bandies about town, living it up, and get this, on the money he earned from picketing, or shall I say picking pockets, which he pocketed for himself behind me own back without me consent. What a blooming cheek! Speaking of picking pockets, I'd like to dedicate this show to me old Cockney mates living a hand-to-mouth existence on the dirty streets of London, living in the gutters, while there's Lord Arthur, me own brother, living it up, drinking a lovely glass of Mother's Ruin somewhere, not giving a tinker's cuss about me. Mother's Ruin is a G&T, by the way. Let's get the ball rolling with Pick a Pocket or Two with good old Fagin from the musical Holivar.
Dodger tells me you have come to London to seek your fortune, Oliver.
Yes, sir.
Well, we must see what we can do to help you, mustn't we?
Oh, thank you, sir.
These sausages are mouldy!
Shut up and drink your gin! You're staring at the pocket handkerchiefs, eh, my dear? We just hung them up, ready for the wash, that's all.
Is this a laundry, then, sir?
Yeah, that's right, a laundry.
Exactly, my boy. I suppose a laundry would be a very nice thing indeed. But our line of business pays a little better, don't it, boys?
Lord Almighty.
You see, Oliver,
in this life, one thing counts in the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
Large amounts don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two.
Let's show a bit how to do it, my dear. Just a game, Oliver, just a game.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Why should we all break our backs? Better pick a pocket or two.
Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys.
From Bill Sykes, he can whip what he likes.
I recall he started small, he had to pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two. Oh, boy! You
got to pick a pocket or two.
We can be like old Bill Sykes if you pick a pocket or two.
Dear old gent, passing by, something nice takes his eye.
Everything's clear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Attack the rear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two.
pocket or two.
You have to pick a pocket or two. Yes, well, that is exactly what Arthur did. But he picked a pocket, or 12 more like, to go on this luxury holiday of his without so much as a by your leave. Again, the cheek of it! Actually, the beauty of it, as I can play the whole song through and whatever song I like without Arthur taking up all our airtime with professional gas-bagging. Now, moving right along, here's another Cockney brother, a poor musician living hand-to-mouth. Some of you may know his force of nature. He is a force of nature. A virtual one-man band, Rory McLeod with Shark. Arthur, if you're listening, this is a dedication to you, you two-ton double-dealing money grubber.
Well, there's a man with his fingers in everybody's pie. I hope he washes some of them sometimes. He talks for money by talking, he eats. He talks to keep himself up with the streets. Well, if there's anything you need, he'll pretend he's got it. And then he'll pretend that he can't part with it. He studied hunger like a lawyer studies law. He can make a rich man poorer than poor, cause he's a shark. Slag on, a two-ton double-dealing, a money grabber is a shark. Slag on, a two-ton double-dealing, a money grabber, well, makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing. Good to me with a jiggery pokery. Well, you make you believe the wrong side is right. You make you believe a black horse is white. Whatever he sells, you don't be surprised. You find yourself cheating half out of your eyes. When he sells, you think he'll hide the price. He wants the whole loaf, he ain't content with a slice. He makes his girls dance, weighs one right down. I swears it's just right if it lacks 40 pounds. From the selling, the buying and the politics, there's the profit and the lie, so the money sits. You leave the shark, slag on. A two-time double eating, a money grabber is a shark. Slag on, a two-time double eating, a money grabber. Makes two looks just like three, with a jiggery pokery. Make a bad thing looks good to me, with a jiggery pokery. Signing could be signing a will. They used to rob you with a gun, now they use a pencil. Words lock you up, cause words don't bend. So all you get when you sign is the fountain pen. And from father to mother, from sister to brother, from cousin to uncle, got to stick to each other. Since cheating has grown to be so much the fashion, I believe cheating runs the whole nation. With sharks, slaggers, a two-tongued double dealing, a money grabber is a shark. Slagger, a two-tongued double dealing, a money grabber, well, it makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery.
Cigar. Oh, with his jiggery pokery, he's worth his weight in gold, unlike someone whose name I won't mention, Arthur Chimbley. Now, Billy Bragg, there's a true Cockney singer-songwriter one can mention. One who scrounged a meagre existence off the streets for a huge part of his musical life to get his voice heard. I may have played this Billy Bragg song before, back in the mists of time. I don't care, because I can do what I blooming well like in this episode.
This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Mm-hmm. set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, it's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy won't go back. So the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Yeah, which side are you on, Arthur? The hobo side or the posh side? Huh? Eh? Eh? I think he's just gone to the dark side. Me brother, Arthur, Arthur, come back. Listeners, I could take up all the airtime gasbagging about me brother, but that would defeat the purpose of having this airtime for my true musical Cockney compadres. The Clash. Now, here we have a great Cockney band of the 1890s. Or was it the 1990s? Oh, where's Arthur when you need him? Anyway, they have a thing or two to say about the law. I fought the law and the law won. So watch your step, Arthur, as your pickpocketing days are numbered and may come back and butt you on your backstabbing backside. Now, listeners, the Clash are more Cockney than you can poke a stick at, but they affect themselves with an American accent in this particular song. Oh, have I played that one before? You know, I don't know and I don't care because Arthur ain't here and I can run amok. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in to another brilliant episode of Charlie Chimbley's Scallywag Show Tunes. Oh, and I would like to remind listeners that no one was armed. Oh, hang about, me. I was bleeding armed in this episode because Arthur up sticks and abandons me while he goes to some exy hotel where they serve a blooming champagne breakfast and all. Ooh, nice for some. I am Charlie Chimbley. That's right, folks, singular. Just Charlie Chimbley, Esquire, at your service. And it's good night for me. And I suppose it's good night for me again. Good night. And now, in the absence of Arthur, I'm going to play some ripping kazoo solos. I'm going to play like no one is listening. This fun's for you, Arthur.
I've been driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've